Kids might not be back in school until next week, but teachers went back this week. They're hustling to get their lesson plans together and to get their classrooms in order. They're swapping everything from supplies to ideas, collaborating in the city and county. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden made a few stops to see what that collaboration looks like.
The loading dock at the teacher supply swap at a warehouse in southwest Baltimore is seeing a lot of action. With just a few days to go until school starts, teachers are dropping off old supplies and picking up new ones. Cecilia Wright, who teaches at St. Casimir's, makes the first of several runs here this afternoon.
I have to go back to school and get more. It wouldn't all fit in my little car.
She says other teachers have piled their old supplies into her small hatchback. She grabs science kits, wall displays, and boxes of art supplies out of her car and hands them to the swap's co-founder, Kathleen Williams, who's crouched on the loading dock with open arms.
Cecilia's donated to us many times.
Very generous.
The teacher swap is open year-round, 2 days a week. It operates on the give what you can, take what you need motto. And that works well for Kelly Hope, a biology teacher at Patterson Park High School.
I'll probably spend maybe close to $1,000 a year.
Wow.
Because I've been to the store and my husband's like, what are you buying all this stuff for? And I've spent like $200 on science fair stuff.
Across town at the Walters Art Gallery, Baltimore City art teachers gathered to talk shop with the museum's docent. They toured the museum as if they were students to get ideas for future field trips. Jess Chambers has been an art teacher for more than 15 years. She says she's a lucky one. Her principal at Benjamin Franklin High School in Curtis Bay supports her.
Even with the principal giving, if he gives me a great budget, there's still so many needs. And a creative mind, you want to continue to expand and experiment and teach new things to your kids and revitalize it every year, so you want to add to that.
Chambers goes to the neighborhood community groups to let them know who she is, what she's trying to do, and how they can help.
When I share with them what I want to do with the school and my vision, and they're kind of like my PTO. We don't have a holistic PTO at our school, and I realize it's really the civic associations in the neighborhood that fill that void.
Another teacher listened attentively. She said she gets no funding from her principal. She called herself a scavenger when it comes to supplies for her students. They are two of the approximately 180 art teachers who teach the city's 82,000 students. Baltimore County has 320 art teachers for their 112,000 students. And just a few miles away, they're talking shop for a professional development day that kicked off with their own free buffet of art supplies and short audiovisual presentations called Curriculum Slams.
So I decided to tackle it from another angle. I decided to talk a little bit about the book Art and Fear.
Teachers made art journals for their students. They swapped ideas about new ways to teach and new ways to handle difficult behaviors from the students. And they went to art class as students to see how class looks from that point of view.
And if you would please just bring your water into the sink, dump it out. And I'll get the brushes. You can leave your brushes in the sink. That's fine by me.
Luke Jones is an art teacher at Dumbarton Middle.
I think the big thing here is we really are trying to get teachers to do exactly what the students do. And there's no doubt there's been a big push in education to collaborate. But I think that this is something that has been at the heart of the art classroom for some time.
Teachers finished up their still life paintings and their conversations. Many said teaching can be very isolating. You're out there by yourself trying to come up with new techniques. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.